Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clubballs! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls and Trencher!
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine.
All right. I hope I can hear myself fine. We've been making with some extra cash flow, so yeah. We've been making with some new headsets.
That's right. Bling, bling in the studio. Bling, bling.
Yeah. Radio Shack Optima.
Hey, is JLD online?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in the chat room.
I need to make a call to her real quick, actually.
Okay. Right on the air?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, no. I try to do three things at once, what makes no sense. what ended up happening was I moved fucking jobs, right?
Yeah.
So what's happened is I'm in a new department there, but
right.
Near Tit. So they've stuck me in his desk for the day and already marked my territory.
You pissed on his cube?
No, I put up my name tag
uh-huh.
and my picture.
Oh, you're trying to start fights.
I'm not trying to start fights.
You're going to try to start a fight.
No, I'm not.
Pure and simple.
Actually, no, the JLD actually moved my poster over to her desk, so he can't touch it but has to stare at it.
Nice.
Yeah. Now I need that name tag taken down. I guess... No, the JLD is not on her phone, otherwise she might be under the line. I know, I actually needed that to want the name tag stolen, in some
bizarre
way. Blind rage! Ah! Anyway,
ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
What's our website?
The website is www. Actually, there's no www.
No.
I apologize.
Don't need to be. There can be, but
you know, I was actually going to do it totally fucking serious that time and not do any cutesy fucking things, and I screwed it up.
I guess you just have to fuck around and say it right.
I know. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Woo!
Yeah. So we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Like a vertebrae. Yeah, so I was waiting for that. Actually, it's yet again another Friday night. On my rather truncated weekend, because I got to work tomorrow, so I don't get tomorrow off.
You got a very busy weekend.
Yeah, homework and extra work.
What time you go to work?
Noon.
You know there's a company picnic tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I can't go.
Why not?
Because I'm working.
No, it starts early in the morning.
No, irregardless. Fuck that. I'd rather sleep in than go deal with company picnic bullcrap.
Oh, it's going to be fun. There's, food.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Of course, it's going to be, probably a potluck, man.
Yeah, exactly. We have people that in our office who can't even cook popcorn without burning it. Do you really think I want to eat dinner or eat
potluck? That's not totally true.
Oh?
They're no longer in our office.
Well, that's true. They've moved on, and they've started...
To another fucking building.
Well, have you seen... Now, we're talking work stuff, so we're gonna do a little TPS report talk here. Have you heard about the problem with the the microwaves at the new building?
I got that email.
Yes.
I seriously laughed my ass off uncontrollably.
Okay, in the new office that they've built, the idiots who can't cook popcorn.
Let's start this way first.
Okay.
What they did is our whole company is in transition to a new set of buildings, mm-hmm. moving from one building to a total of what's going to be three, okay, and a parking structure. Woo! So what's happened in the meantime is...
A ramp.
Right. What happened in the meantime is they've opened the main building. And now what they're going to do is open up a secondary building.
Mm-hmm.
So they're overjoyed. I think for the first building, they gave us all tours, whatnot. And
mm-hmm.
for the second
yep.
building, what they did for everybody was to commemorate the occasion was they gave them metal cups.
Yeah, metal sippy cups.
Yes.
Really nice sippy cups. It's supposed to be part of since it's a new building, only use the sippy cup. We don't want to see your soda spilt on our floors. That
yeah.
sort of thing.
But there's a problem with metal sippy cups.
People are stupid.
Yes.
There's no problem with the metal cups. The metal cups do their job just fine.
Yes. The problem is the same people that are burning microwave popcorn in the microwave.
Yeah, toasting, nuking microwave popcorn.
Are warming their drinks in metal cups in the microwaves. We got an email saying please refrain from using the metal cups in the microwaves as we've already had two set on fire. Not one.
Not one. No, one
two.
Isn't enough. Because you know what that means? Either someone was, it was either obviously opposite shifts.
I don't know. No, bullshit.
Or
seen stupidity.
People didn't understand
like
what causes that. Oh, boy, that's a fluke. Well, let me heat up my drink.
Defective microwave. I'll never buy a General Electric product.
Yeah, really?
You know, somebody blame it on the fucking manufacturer.
Blame it on the manufacturer.
You know that's
always
what happened.
You know that's what they did.
Fuck. Oh, I've already got another fucking horror story, man.
So, gotta love that. Gotta love that office environment to where, you know, they can't cook popcorn. They're going to have a potluck at a picnic. And it's scary shit, dude. You'd like to think you work with some fairly intelligent people. And for the most part, I think we do.
Well, our government doesn't employ fairly intelligent people, that's for certain.
What happened now?
Well, I can't name names. But what I can tell you right now is basically there is a government employee that I'm having to deal with who is an associate of a political figure.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, now I'm not naming names. But she's trying to connect to a VPN server. Geek time, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
So what does she do when she goes to connect to the VPN server? She tries to log on.
So,
error message she gets is, we cannot authenticate you. The server has terminated the connection.
The server has terminated.
Server has terminated the connection. So I assign her a static IP.
Right.
I have no one of my other reps call her back, configure the static IP.
Okay.
Configure everything.
Uh-huh.
And it still won't work. Now, I call her back. I tell her, will you please talk to the IT department in Washington, D.C.? And, you know, not saying if it's in the House of Reps or if it's a House of Senates, but it's a Capitol Hill IT
department. The House of Senates.
House of Senators, whatever. That sounds like a fucking...
There is no House of Senators. It's either House of Representatives or the Senate.
I can't say which one.
The House of Senate.
I know. I can't say which one, but...
Behold! Da-da!
It actually sounds like some sort of fucking political House of Blues offshoot. House of Senate. You picked the karaoke. Anyhow. Well, the drunken bastard from Arizona.
Okay. No, wait. No gerrymandering. Just put Inagata DeVita away.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I only know like the first line anyway. Anyhow, what happened is the IT department, is the static IP configured wrong? What is she doing wrong? There's no proxy server settings. Does she have to connect through a remote proxy? What the fuck is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I tell her, will you please call
your people.
Yeah. You know what the response back from Washington, D.C. was?
What?
It's a cable connection. Huh? What? It has something to do with the cable connection.
What part?
Is it a certain port that it's blocking on the downstream that we need to open up? Because this is a VIP account that's been handed to me. So I get from the upper corporate brass, stop at nothing to make this person happy, even if it means, you know, opening up all ports. And like I say, I already got him a static IP.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, is it a blocked port? What the fuck? It's a cable connection. Fucking idiots in D.C., man.
I tell you.
My tax dollars paid for that asshole to go, it's a cable modem. Fucking idiot. Although, yes, I've moved into the commercial business services.
I'm not used to this microphone.
It takes a little bit. I see it.
Slapping. I see it.
And it's in my... Yeah. Oh, God. I get to deal with... I moved on from idiot tech to idiot tourist. Ooh, I made
big
the mis-
difference. Big, ooh. Huge monster difference.
I made the mistake of asking a guest in one of the hotels here today because the modem wasn't getting online. So I didn't know you have to call engineering. So I make the mistake of going through my regular protocol, my rigmarole, of going, what do the lights on the modem look like? To which I hear, I can't see it. Where is it? Is it behind the reserve? Hey, come here. Help me move this. And I start to hear him try to move the fucking armoire.
Oh, jeez.
Like, no, stop, call front desk. Dude, if it's tourist season, why can't we shoot them? My God, these fucking
people.
Because
then the DI wouldn't be able to, you know, change their hotel from a kiddie pirate show to a, you know, to a half-nude dance show review on the strip.
Already hosed one person's computer today.
Whoops.
Had a NIC card.
Yeah.
Was using it to connect to her printer. At home, plugged directly in with a patch cable.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to configure the IP address statically. All right, go to obtain it automatically. Yeah, I'm sure it'll go back. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, it'll work as soon as you get home. I'm online, bye. And I'm like, wait a minute, that was XP. Shit! Oh, well.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
My concern doesn't run that deep.
But apparently.
Yeah, it's fun for
So let's quit boring people with the talk of work, because I'm sure a lot of people really could give a rat's ass less.
A few of them are like, I'm here now. Elgon, take me away.
Granted, though, I mean, reading some of the stuff in the message boards, Reverend Hammer's place of employment.
God,
dude,
damn, man.
You want to talk about a sweatshop. That is a sweatshop.
Jesus,
pure
welcome.
And simple.
Welcome to eternity. I'm sorry.
My question is, though, reading the post. One thing about the post, and you need to read it yourself, folks. It's over there in, you know, in
the Spankwagon
forums.
Spankwagon.vftp.net. Click on the link.
It's on the I want to say a free range Spankwagon. I think that's what I renamed
yes,
it.
The topic is called Reverend Hammer's Adventures
in Faggotry.
Yes. He's got. I was hoping to find out the conclusion of the epic of him attaining his driver's license. Yeah. But we've yet to hear that.
We don't know what's going on with the driver's license. That's still a pretty big mystery to most of us.
I
want to know, though, what kind of people sit and work at a company for 3 years that's never given them a raise?
Not me.
Uh-oh, I got to sneeze.
Wow. Hey, we're out to hear that on the playback, see how good the game is.
That's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Oh, these mics are great game. Yeah, what kind of people work there for 3 fucking years without getting a raise? You know,
dude, I was there 6 months and going, where's my money?
Yeah, the first time I had a missed raise, okay, fine. If the same missed raise has yet to appear and none of the subsequent raises after that have yet to appear, it's time to go, folks.
Especially with the fucking environment you're there.
Jesus. I mean, telemarketing was nicer than that environment. I'd get out the hell out of there now.
Dude.
And that's a recommendation. You can say, we told you to quit.
Yeah, we told you to quit.
But we're not responsible for you quitting.
I have that on the message boards.
Yeah.
Well, Peppy Coon has a house. Well, he needs to start applying his ass, which Peppy Coon has, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Reverend, why aren't you following?
So. Anywho. Wow, we got a lot of people up in the message boards today.
Not everybody, but we know you're out there.
And,
Hey, look, the JLD's in the room.
Yeah, JLD needs to take down your name tag.
Yeah, JLD, if you're listening, will you please grab the name tag off of my commandeered desk for today and put it in yours?
Doesn't want to start a fight.
Actually, I don't want it broken. Fight, fight, fight! Yeah, that's it. Everybody's like, ooh. I like walk in, dude, and they're like, sit there, how come you chose his desk? Well, because there's no other one open, you idiot. Fuck, man.
Well, you know, some people don't understand things.
I get the fucking... there's this S&M fucking sculpture... paper clips and rubber bands behind it on the fucking cubicle wall. And every time I back the chair into it or lean it, it fucking scratches and boings and springs. I have to take a fucking picture of this thing for you.
I've seen it. Trust me. I walked through
there. I'm like looking and I go, what the fuck is this?
I think it's his little dream catcher, you know, weaving one up and throwing it in the window of a car to cause an accident. I mean, save him from an accident. He, pretty much knitted it up to the booth. Knitted it up to the booth.
I hear it. Yeah, That's a representation of his boredom. That was the answer I got when I asked, "What the fuck is this?"
You know,
it's great new people. Right
and in, before JLD starts Kappa, because she's capping about raises and reviews in the chat room. Hey, I'll tell you what, your 50-cent raise is just that. It's a raise.
It is a raise. It is an increase in pay.
It's something they are not getting.
Yeah, they're
they are not getting 1%.
Do they get a discount to buying?
I don't. I bet they don't. I absolutely, fucking without a doubt, bet that they not only get fucked in the pay, they get fucked in the work, they get fucked in the back end. Literally, they don't get any benefits from that job.
We need to call that place up, man, ask them some harassing questions, especially about Rev's Marine Jarhead boss.
Yeah, that was interesting. Again, you guys got to read the message boards. We know you're out
like
there.
A fucking Time Life commercial. Read the book.
No, it's like Dianetics, you know? It's like that damn commercial for that book, remember?
Want to learn more about Reverend's crappy job? Read page 147 on Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard.
Our savior.
Eek!
L. Ron Hubbard. Have you seen that new preview for the Halle Berry film?
Which one?
I
Dumped My Boyfriend Husband?
No. I you know what? Halle Berry,
is a hottie.
And if you don't think so, anybody that's ever questioned that, watch Monsters Ball. Have you seen it?
Seen bits and pieces.
Ooh.
Pretty much all the porn.
Dude, there is ball slapping action, dude.
Yes, there is.
You get to see Billy Bob Thornton's scrotum rubbing her crotch.
Woo!
It is, and it's not like a quick love scene.
Is Angelina Jolie's name tattooed on a scrotum?
I couldn't see, man. I actually just saw like the flash, you know, light flash off his flesh. Wasn't looking at his tool, dude.
But you noticed his scrotum, therefore you had to have noticed the tool,
dude. It's like it's ebony and ivory, totally, dude, man. You would have to know. How could you not notice it, dude? Bluntly, she's black, he's white. It reflects better off him.
Good point.
That's why I said flash of light, man. You see it.
Very good point. Yeah. Looks like Rev will give us the number. So why don't you go and post to chat rooms?
Gotcha.
We don't recommend you doing that, but if you do it, it might have just been an accident. You control pasted when you shouldn't have.
Jungle fever. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Pushing 10. Anyhow. Push it in. Got it. Got a lot of shit going on today. This has been a busy week for, like, fuck-ups.
Dude.
Like, absolute positive fuck-up things have happened. My favorite. This is actually one of the ones I pulled earlier this week. This is in Europe, by the way, so some of the artist names won't make much sense.
Hey, they made perfect sense to me when I read that. Like, the one I read that, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's like I swear, dude, it must be like an alter ego of Ali G.
Must be. Check this out.
Check it, yo.
Pop Icon. Ooh. Icon.
Click.
Pop Icon.
Double left click.
The control, alt, delete. Pop Icon, Justin Timberlake, won Best R&B Act at the Music of Black Origin Awards.
God.
This is in London, England, on Thursday.
Thursday. And you thought those people had no fucking taste when it came to culinary items.
You know.
Justin Timberlake
won Best R&B Act at the Black Music of Black Origin Awards, or MOBO. The MOBO Awards. And this is London, Thursday. He beat out divas Ashanti, Beyonce, and Kelly Rowland.
Dude, that's like having the
Shante,
song.
Beyonce.
That's like Fish on Soul Train, dude. It's not going to fucking work. It makes no sense.
No. With that news, I love this reporter who wrote this. You can tell it's British reporting. And with that news, it's official. R&B is in worse shape than we thought.
God.
Yes.
You know what? Just like my screen name the other day said, true R&B in hip hop is deaf, not fat. And if you understand that right now, you're going to give me a fucking, you know...
Hold on.
Getting like a fucking total salute, dude.
That's nice. That's a very nice old school.
Damn straight, dude.
Nice and old school.
You know what? I rediscovered old school hip-hop, man.
Grand Theft Auto, because you keep trying to throw it back to me, going, here, play this on the show.
Grand Theft Auto Disc 5.
Oh, that's right. You got the big old box set. How is that working out?
Fucking killer, dude.
I bet you got it in your car right now.
Actually, no, I don't.
Oh.
I'm like debating. That'd be cool to listen to them. I'm like, I don't want to damage the discs.
Well, make copies. You got a burner.
Yeah, I know, but they always go bad. Discs have half life in my car.
Oh, that's true, but then you burn more. It's not putting the originals. You're not wasting the money.
Good point.
Jesus Christ, I got to think of everything. Apparently, I do. But yeah, and 50 Cent, of course, won Best Hip Hop and Single Artist for In the Club.
He's not hip hop. He's refined gangster rap. Yeah. Give me a fucking break.
This guy named Big Brovas, B-R-O-V-A-S, a six-piece group from London.
Got to say it with a Cockney accent to get it.
Say it.
Big Brovas.
And work, too.
I respect.
Yeah, you and Bullet Tooth Tony. It's a six-piece group from London claimed to be awarded for best newcomer, blah, blah, blah. They tied with Punjabi MC.
Punjabi MC.
Anyhow.
You know, have you ever watched the Ali G show?
Oh, by the way, Kool & the Gang won an Outstanding Achievement Award. Yep, getting played New Year's Eve since the inception of the song. Celebrate.
Celebrate good times. Come on!
Anyhow.
They sung something else, man. I got on the Grand Theft Auto.
They sung a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, but nobody gives a fuck. That's
no,
the point.
I know. Well, it's like karaoke. You know, it's like karaoke standards. You know, every karaoke bar, you hear the same, like, 10 songs frequently. You know, Mac the Knife seems to always get sung at a karaoke bar. Every time I've gone to see people
what
do karaoke...
I've heard of it, man. It's not like
Bobby Darin? Oh, mister, I'm from Hollywood. I know all this stuff.
I know movies. Yeah.
Mac the Knife. It's an older 50 song, very slow tempo. It's mostly a spoken song, honestly. But...
Spoken song.
Yeah, it's one of those spoken
You deals. Really fucked me up right there. Because every time I hear spoken song, I think spoken word. I think either Henry Rollins or that one chick talking about drinking buttermilk and sitting on ice trying to keep from urinating.
What the fuck spoken song is that?
It's that chick,
Jesus,
dude.
Christ. Well, okay. Here is a hint for anybody in the chat rooms. White on white is not good. What the, okay, what the fuck song is it that's chick sitting on ice to keep from pissing?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you and me. Basically, it's a spoken word song.
Is it punk?
No, it's a spoken word poem that MTV decided to, like, fucking, you know, lay a track to. Okay. Remember MTV started getting big on spoken word, and you had Henry Rollins bitching about, oh, I have a problem with the slacker mentality, right?
This coming from the man who wrote the song TV Party.
I know, dude.
I hate suckers. What's on the tube? Watch one of my bad movies. Johnny Mnemonic.
Repo Man.
Beanie Hat.
Beanie Hat. Everybody, we're going to have to do that for the gallery. Trench will have to wear the Johnny Mnemonic hat.
I hate the Johnny Mnemonic hat. I just got it for the name. It's because I read the book.
Anyhow, it's a spoken word kind of poem about this chick who's tired of getting hit on by guys like construction workers. And she like freaks out. And she's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's because chicks like that usually scare away the more upper class and nicer guys.
Yeah. And she's like talking about, yeah, you and me, let's go back to my apartment, and like, and she goes from like monkey lust to extremes of, let's sit on ice
monkey
and drink buttermilk and, you know, till our bladders are full, then we'll hold each other and, you know, and keep from urinating on the ice. And it's fucking weird, dude.
You know, that almost sounds like it should
you
be Olympic.
You and me, and we're gonna be. That's like the way the song goes. It's fucking weird. If you saw the video, you'd see it, dude.
Believe someone me. Sitting on their bum. Okay.
You gotta take my word for it, bro. It's fucking weird. And what is with this white on white shit?
That's because other people have seemed to have this customary black background to chat.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the asshole by having a white background.
Fucking A.
Anyway.
God damn it.
Yeah, so.
Pitch a bitch.
See, but you know what? I don't know. Me, I mean, like, spoken songs, the first thing that pops into my head is, like, some country songs. Like, I, you know, Jerry Lewis. Not Jerry Lewis.
spoken
country. What's Jerry Reed?
I have something I gotta think
You know,
later.
Jerry Reed is the first thing that pops in my mind with spoken country. Or
like what? What the fuck does Jerry Reed sing as spoken country?
I don't know why there's an association
Jerry Reed only
there.
Sings, like, one fucking song, dude, and that's, like, Eastbound and Down.
But it's still... It's
not spoken.
I know it's not spoken, but for some reason, Jerry Reed just pops in my head. I can't explain
like,
it.
Like he's like the folkish mountain man?
No, not quite that
bad. The imagery of Jerry Reed, you
no,
mean?
No, no.
His actual
trucker,
work.
His actual work. Something in his actual work. Because you got to understand, I grew up having to listen to country because my parents dug country.
Hey, man, my mom fucking dug country. My family is from Tennessee, okay?
Oh.
I stand firm by my belief right there. True country is about beer drinking and ass whooping, okay? Fuck you, Tim McGraw. Fuck you, Dwight Yoakam, okay? Johnny Cash will rise from the grave with Hank Williams Sr. and gonna kick the shit out of you, dude. Alright? And Merle Haggard will fucking cannibalize you. It's gonna be like Resident Nashville. Anyhow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, speaking of fucking Jerry, you know what I saw, man? Smokey and the Bandit 3. I sat through that piece
that
of shit.
That is a fucking horrible...
From beginning
no, that
to
is,
end.
That is a shitty fucking movie. Shit, hey!
God damn, man. That shit made Amazon Women on the Moon look like Citizen Kane. That was fucking horrible. Okay? It was... Jesus, man. Words cannot describe that piece of shit, how bad it fucking was.
I don't know either. I mean, it's tough to say. Hey, JLD figured something out. I like that. All right.
Oh,
on.
Great. Yeah, let's just hurt our eyes now.
Don't
yeah.
shut up. You don't really watch the chat room as much as I do anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, if she's complaining about a black background, why couldn't she at least make her background black instead of blue?
Who knows? Who knows?
All right. I'm also the curious as to what chat program she's using.
Yeah, really, it worked. Well, no, Trillion has it built in.
We're not supposed to use Trillion.
Well, they're not in our department now, are they?
Oh, good point. What's this our shit?
Oh, they're not in my department.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm elite.
Moving
now.
On.
Yeah. We get more news. Yeah. Hold
more
on.
All kinds of shit. There's actually something here I wanted to bring up that I thought was funny, and you and I were talking about it right before this show. Dude, Coke.
Coke.
Coke cans are going to actually start putting in the GPS units on the can somehow. Basically, what they're doing is next summer, Coca-Cola plans to use satellites to find U.S. buyers who happen to purchase special Coke cans.
How do they know when they're purchased?
I don't know. I don't know what if there's some sort of activation. I think what they'll do is they'll just kind of zing them and check the coordinates. And if it's out of coordinates, out of a gas station, I think they'll say no. Either that or...
Well, I'm just curious.
You know, that's a good point because, You did, no, that's a good question because I never actually thought about that until you brought that up. Will they know a can has been sold?
Dude, because
is there like a little pull thing that gets pulled on the bottom
and activates it or what?
But if that's the case, then you'd know it's an active can. Guinness balls.
You mean like the fucking rocket widget?
Yes.
No.
It opens based upon pressure of the can.
No, but see, that's no. Opening up when the can is open right there is still not a good idea. That defeats the whole purpose of tracking the fucking shit down because they're going to show up. They obviously want to do something like publishing this clearinghouse or something. But what I'm saying is, fucking, what's the best way I can put this? Manufactured products such as this right here aren't fucking fresh off the shelf.
No.
Okay? These have been bottled quite a while ago.
Yes, and sat on a shelf for quite a while.
If not a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
We can actually attest that. There's a gas station next to our place that has literally storage room full of every sort of drink you can imagine.
Now, the best example of this was when I worked at Ethel M's, okay? You have not had anything in the world until you've had freshly made chocolate that is still hot.
Right.
There's no taste like it. It's absolutely fucking unbelievable. The stuff you get in the store, I'm not a big fan of Nestle. It's either Hershey or Mars.
Okay.
Because I like the taste best. And they have the best, least waxy taste. But even then, that shit is fucking stale in comparison. I'm fucking ruined for chocolate after I work there. But point being is that shit is not made fresh. It's not perishable in a sense that it goes bad right away. And the thing about it is, It's like fucking flash freezing meat and shit that comes fresh from the meatpacking plant. You can store it for a certain period of time.
Right.
Not indefinitely, of course, but who knows how long it'll be out there.
Chocolate.
What's worse?
Chocolate does go bad. Chocolate gets that white shit.
I will so love to see it. If somebody steals a fucking can of Coke that has one of these GPS units, and when they win, they find out they've been prosecuted.
See, I don't think it'll go that far. Now, Rev here points out in the chat room, it's RDIF tags. Okay, yeah, good point. Very good point. You know, that is probably...
We're not arguing is the technology feasible.
We're not arguing how or what. We're I guess my slant on it is the
I'd love it. Somebody goes boating, has a fucking GPS can in there, can falls overboard, sinks to the bottom of the lake.
What's going to happen, you know, with these cans? If they're RDIF tags, do they enable then? I wonder, is that because then they enable after they go through a sensor? Well, then that means that only certain gas stations can play because they'll have to install extra equipment.
Yeah.
Is that a benefit to the gas stations?
No.
No.
And as you and I saw, yes, Trencher and I, because thanks to Claude Ball's infinite searching and fucking elite skills on the net, we got the Faygo hookup in Vegas.
We found the Faygo hookup.
Okay, and Trencher and I were set back, one by the fucking old school fucking market we had to go in to get this shit.
Dude, they were still using stuff but pre-barcode.
Dude, he had to enter our prices in fucking manually.
It was impressive.
Yeah. He was just 10-keying a whole order, okay? That's how fucking good it was, okay? Point is, with that right there, not everybody has this new fucking technology, and it's stupid. And then what happens, too, which becomes a new story I have right now for you, too, is you have selective distributorship.
Yes.
Now, problem with that is... in Detroit right now. A Detroit Mack dealership is suing Mack Trucks Incorporated of North America.
Okay. M-A-C-K.
Yes, M-A-C-K. Okay. Mack Trucks, like diesels.
Right.
And tractors, right? Okay. Because they give selective pricing out. You know, you have like Auto Buytel, like Auto Direct and stuff like that right there? When you are in Cars.com, when you buy a car over the internet like that, Cars Direct, Auto Buytel, and Cars.com, or actually not Cars, that's just search, but Auto Buytel and all that shit right there, they're a dealership. They're a nationwide dealership.
Yes.
So you're not buying direct from the manufacturer.
No.
Mack decided to sell at those prices but bypass a dealership. And it's actually a law on the books. Car companies are not allowed to sell directly to a consumer. They must go through a dealership. So you have shit like that. And also Mack is suing for selective pricing for other higher volume dealerships. They got discounts from buying parts and equipment. That's very interesting. So you have shit like that going on.
What it is, you know, it's the fact that...
How in the world could these cans possibly be activated?
Well, if they're activated, you know, maybe they're activated through, like, the nitro ball.
I don't think they're activated at all.
They're always on?
I think they're always on.
But then there has to be battery supplies and power supplies. And now we're having people that are opening up cans that may have batteries?
Hey, man.
Even if they're sealed down in a little, you know, in a super watertight... I don't care. Corrosion happens.
It doesn't matter.
Not as bad as the Wisetail Safer Coke. You know, put a cup penny in a thing of Coke and make it cleaner.
Oh, I know.
Eats away. No, Coke in the actual raw syrup form is corrosive. Same with Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, most of the colas. That's why a lot of people have stomach problems when they drink soda. Mm-hmm. Pure and simple.
But point is right there. Yeah, it's got to be active. It has to be always active somehow.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Basically what they're proposing, though, reading more of the article. They will be winners given that will give away. They'll either get an H2. Yeah. Other great vehicles will be presented in person using satellites to locate the recipients. In other words, you're chugging your Coke and you're walking, and all of a sudden a guy runs up on you in like a big old Mack truck. You know, hey, you win.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going to happen here. Oh, by the way, Coke's prize is also, they're talking about $1 million in gold, awarded right on the spot. The promotions described.
Gold is heavy.
Yeah, that's very heavy, actually. Blah, 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 blah. Promotions are described and were described in a proposal that circulated within the Coke system. Basically, what they're doing is they're using this technology and they're... I don't know. I guess the fact, you know, they want to win the award, the prizes and everything. You and I know both the first minute. Most everybody, I think, that's actually been
there's only one
conscious
way there's
in the
only
1990s.
One way, there's only one way they can actually do it right there. If it was triggered somehow, you know, by a stalker.
Right.
But see, the problem with that is that that's not cost efficient for Coke. To have to send all these fucking stock boys out in all the metropolitan areas?
No. So that means these very few cans, very, very few cans are going to have this enabled. It's not going to be a lot of cans. So I guess anybody intelligent enough will check weight distribution or things like that. But also I'm sure that they're going to sneak a couple of these cans inside of 6-packs, 12-packs, 24 cases. Supposedly right now going to be cans. So I guess that leaves out the person who buys bottles at gas stations because gas stations don't sell cans anymore.
Have they tested this technology?
I don't think so. They're still saying it's in the final processes.
I would really laugh my ass off if they did this and the fucking aluminum can, you know, fucks up the signal.
Well, I guess you... Well, no. You're talking to a guy who can understand this. You could tune the actual transmitter, so that way the can will be in a more effective antenna.
If somebody drinks the fucking thing and shits it out.
But you know what? That's the problem that you and I both brought up.
Yeah.
Hey, just like the magic dollar cans.
People were drinking
that brine water or whatever they were packaging it in to keep the dollar... Keep that money that was rolled up on the little spring platform that didn't always spring right, and they drank the fluid, wasn't quite Coke. Now my thing is, if it's not Coke, and you drink it twice, that tastes funny. Yeah, that still tastes funny. Dump, dump, dump. Why are they finishing drinking it? I don't know. Coke's at it again, 13 years later.
Gonna fuck something again. Up. I will love this.
You know what? Though privacy advocates are gonna go absolutely apeshit over this,
and they should.
What are you doing watching people and what they drink? That sort of market watch, dangerous, dangerous.
Hey, your phone's ringing.
Yes, it is. Suppose on that point we should go and take a quick break.
Yeah, and we'll go ahead and we'll have a break here. Spankwagon only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Kendall calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Kendall calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard.
a mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Spankwagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Who was on the phone?
Not who was, who is.
Who is on the phone?
We actually have a caller.
We have a caller?
We have a caller.
How the hell do we have a caller?
Easy. Phone.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Ma Bell.
So what's very
Ma Bell, Ma Bell.
The guest on the phone is actually the JLD.
What?
Yes. So what's going to happen is she's going to go ahead and share a story with us that just came in over the lines.
Literally.
Yes, this was a call-in.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Ashcock?
I have no fucking clue.
Hold on. You there, Jen? Okay, wait. Fucking caller interruption on this goddamn line.
I guess we're that popular. I don't know who the hell that
Ashlock.
Is.
John Ashlock.
It's probably telemarketing.
Fuck them.
Even though I'm on the do not call list, they'll still call me.
Hold on.
We're all sounding unorganized
okay.
here.
Okay, there? Okay, they hung up. All right, and go.
Okay, so this lady calls in just a little while ago, and she wants to file a complaint against you, stating that
you've got to listen to her
he was
too,
completely
you know.
Drunk, and she says that, you know that guy that's on the commercial with the sideburns on? He's completely offensive, and I want to press charges against him because he's impersonating Elvis, and the supervisor took the call and said that you were impersonating an impersonator, and she goes, oh, well, still, I'm still going to sue him. And then they got off the phone. So that was it. That was all the story.
Wait. So you're telling me you get a call of impersonating an impersonator.
So I'm like wanted now.
Wow. You're going to get sued.
I think you need to, you know, sign an autograph board and mail it to her.
But they did not get her account number at all.
Yeah,
could you do that for me? This is going to be off the air. I like want to call her back myself and go, I understood you called in. What can I do for you?
No. Bad idea. Bad idea. Anywho, moving on. Have Dugan say who we are.
Okay. You ready? Say the station.
Bankwagon Radio.
Only at?
Only at bankwagon.ft.net. I have no idea.
That's all right. We can fix that in post.
Right, like we actually have a post.
Yeah.
We have straight from, I guess you literally say, cradle to the grave right there. There's nothing that goes on around it.
All right. Well, JLD, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, and we appreciate your calling, and we'll hear from you later on.
All right.
All right, thank
all
you.
Right.
Interesting. Now, we know that the audio was way too low, and I'm still looking into why. Basically, what had happened... just to reiterate what the JLD said,
There was basically a drunken customer calling in complaining about me that wanted to sue, I guess, her company and me for impersonating Elvis badly. I was a disgrace to the king. And then when the supervisor took the call, said, no, ma'am, he was doing impersonation of an impersonator, not Elvis himself. She was okay with that until she went into a more drunken rage and basically stated, well, still, he should be sued. Take him off the air. So, yeah.
That's a first. See, now I remembered, I've taken complaints about, like, commercials, like the one that is out there where the guy goes, Dad, do you remember what a life was like before the cable modem? And the dad's, like, throwing computers out the window. Yes, son, I do. You know, people...
Who could complain about
people
that?
People complain it was too violent. I've had a couple calls. Too violent. I remember there was the cell phone commercial. Not even ours. Not our commercial. Someone else's entirely. He's at a urinal. Has a cell phone. Tucked.
Oh, yeah!
And he's like, ugh. And he drops it right in the urinal and just flushes it. I had so many people call, oh, that's so obscene.
Yeah, we're like, it's not us, man.
Well,
how'd the audio come through on that?
Audio came through shitty.
Fuck.
Got to figure out a better way to do the phones.
Take the foamy off.
The foamy won't help.
Yeah, well.
The foamy's super thin. Foamy won't help. We had foamies on the other headsets, and it just, you know.
Yeah. Did everybody in the chat room get that?
So,
you
if you didn't get it from JLD, you got it from him.
But, yeah, tell us if you heard it right there.
Anyhow, moving on.
That was fucking classic.
That's nice.
People hate me.
People are saying you should call her back. We'll see. We'll have to
I think
see.
I'd like to call her back and go, yes, I understood. What can I do for you? I'm Robert, yes. I'm the guy in the commercial.
That's hilarious.
Thank you very much for your call-in. We appreciate feedback here.
Thank you. Thank you for your feedback.
Yes.
You know what? It's drunk fucking people like that, though.
It's fucking classic.
You know what? They entertain us the most. They absolutely, without a doubt, entertain us.
I apologize. The time in which it took me to call you back was not as fast as my sideburns, but...
Shit, I'm done. But...
Fucking great, dude.
It is.
Some
it's
drunk
awesome.
Bitch.
Hey, moving on. Actually, some more information about stupid fucking people. And this one happened to happen in Iowa. Now, it wasn't an Iowan, per se, but it definitely had to happen in Iowa. A mother whose children were found playing in traffic... On Interstate 80 at an Interstate 80 rest stop, has pled guilty to child neglect and drug charges. Literally, played in traffic.
Now, what are we talking? Like out in the street in front of the house?
We're talking in the interstate.
The interstate.
I-80.
Wow.
In the big grassy median.
Fuck. No wonder it says keep off the median. There could be children there.
Yeah.
Crack babies.
Basically, what it is, Childers, the lady, was sitting in her car the night June 27th getting high on methamphetamines.
Once nice. Again, welcome to Iowa.
Welcome to Iowa.
While Land her, of meth.
While her 3-year-old and 7-year-old children, one of them naked, played unattended. This is a recording, according to the Bettendorf Police Department.
You ever seen those Marlboro ads?
Yeah.
Say, like, well, you know, this is Marlboro country?
Yeah.
We should take some of, like, cornfields and say this is, you know, an Iowa sign and say this is crank country.
This is crank country. Scary.
Crank.
Assistant Scott County Attorney Julie Watson said Wednesday she is recommending prison for Childers, who is on her way from her home in Rapid City to a family member's home in Ohio when she stopped at the rest area. The two children were turned over to the Iowa Department of Human Services immediately after the mother's arrest. They are now living with family members in another state. Police reports state that Childers told other travelers she was stressed due to a recent divorce. Shortly thereafter, that person called the police. Stressed my ass. Officers who responded said the woman told them she planned to drop her children off to stay with her sister-in-law because she was messed up. She was a messed up drug addict and that her kids would probably die in her care.
You know...
Well, you're not too far off. Yes, they were playing Frogger, Wastrel.
Hey, I didn't even think of that. That's
they were absolutely playing.
Fuck, dude.
Fucking mad props.
That was funny as shit. Ribbit.
But wait, you know what? If they were that in Bettendorf, they would have been near the river. They would have had the logs.
Yeah.
No alligators, though.
Oh. Frogger.
Upon searching of the lady's car, they turned up numerous things, like drug paraphernalia items. They also found 6 grams of meth and 32.8 grams of marijuana packaged in various ways.
fucking drug addicts.
A little bit of dealing, too. Basically, they pled guilty, blah, 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 felony, children, child neglect. Damn. See, now that's fucked up. I cannot understand how people let themselves get that far, and I don't understand how why they
bored.
Do that shit. No, that lady wasn't even from Iowa. She was driving on the freeway. She wasn't a fucking
Iowa.
She
happened to be in Iowa. She got that fucking bored.
Yeah, the minute you hit fucking Iowa, right there, right on the border.
Like,
I'm bored.
Shit, this is boring. I need some meth.
Meths will speed up life in Iowa. Man, maybe it was either that or I moved out here.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I want to take things slow. I need to leave Iowa. That's pretty fucked up that that's the
take
way it's going to be.
Take slow, leave
I
Iowa.
I need to go to California.
Man, boy, I need to, you know, I sure need to get into detox.
So what brings you to Los Angeles from Des Moines? I need to get my shit cleaned up. Yeah. Fuck. I was bored to addiction.
You know what, and I can understand it, because I'll tell you, man, Iowa is a very, you know, it's not like a party state that gets on TV, you know, like, you know, Wild on E and all the bikini-clad women and all that. No, no, no. Just a ton
Wild
of
on
bars.
Nevada.
Oh, my God. I think, you know, that should have been a sign from the get-go. We can't even pronounce Nevada. Heck, that state's been doing more than just beer and pie, you know. what's this? Let's take this anhydrous ammonia. Let's make it and mix it up with some baby powder.
Yeah,
hey, let's melt it down real quick so we can kind of get a bubbly liquid form again.
I need some batteries and some cold medicine.
Yeah, I'm got a cold going on.
Achoo.
Jesus.
Wild on
Nevada. That's good. That
wasn't quite as good as Frogger, I gotta admit.
Frogger was awesome.
Frogger was fucking fantastic.
Frogger still gets mad. Probably.
Yeah.
Wow,
Trencher did it his lazy Nevada. Ass self.
I'll give one to you. I don't know. I know next hour, actually, you and I have a huge, huge conversation over some stuff that we pulled up about technologies and stuff. So
this is going to be a technological
we're
going to
geek out. We're going to so geek out.
So, you know, don't expect, like, you know, like some laughs, but think provocative talk.
Provocative. I mean,
it's not going to just be you listening to a conversation between us. We demand feedback.
So why don't we go ahead and take care of our this week's dead actor, this week's dead celeb.
Dead celebrity of the week.
You ready
That's
for this?
Right.
You don't even know who this guy is until I actually mention the movie he was in. But actor, Donald O'Connor, dead at 78. Comic actor, Donald O'Connor, I hate people who write this shit. Who won lasting fame for an acrobatic dance number that saw him running up walls in the musical Singing in the Rain. Yeah, that's it. Pretty much. Thank you. No, he didn't win a game. Basically,
you
though,
win a fabulous new coffin, you dead bastard.
You're dead. So O'Connor died at age of 78, declining health several years, died of a heart failure, blah, blah, blah. So he started off in vaudeville. You should relate to him really well.
Fuck you.
You love vaudeville.
I hate goddamn vaudeville.
You love your little hat and cane dances.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on.
Well, let's not forget burlesque, too. Let's throw that in there.
Yeah, we gotta have burlesque, you know. Titty bars without titties. Will you quit fucking with the magnets?
Yeah.
Probably gonna break something. Hey, don't do that.
Why?
I told you the story about neodymium magnets pinching my arm in half, right?
No.
Okay. Neodymium magnets is what he's playing with right now. He's playing with little itty-bitty ones, though. And they're pretty powerful magnets. And my friend, Vert, you know, who's conveniently not listening. Shame on you, Vert. Had ordered a couple... Help. And he ordered me a couple because I asked. And they're about the size of... Well, if you look at a watch, look at the face of like a normal watch, a men's watch, that's about the size of them. Sometimes even the depth. Yeah, about the depth, about the size, right?
Wow. Can feel the magnetism flowing
yes,
through me.
Yes, you can. I put one on one side of my arm, the other on the other side of my arm. You're just... You guys got... I really need to get a camera going in here, like a webcam. Anywho, put them one on each side of my arm. And all of a sudden, they found each other, a stronger connection, which wasn't through my arm. No, no, no. So they both slid over here to the side of my arm and found themselves.
Ow.
The problem was, is they took a good chunk of my flesh in between them.
Ow.
Now, when the magnets actually slid together, there was only two ways to actually pull them apart. One was to try to take a screwdriver and pry, and the other one was to slide them apart. So you had to put one on a counter, and the other one you had to push down. so that we could try to separate them that way. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, with them stuck to my arm as such, and with a nice chunk of flesh inside of them, I had to pull out first, put them down, clean my arm up a little, you know, no infections or any shit like that, and then finally separate them and clean them off, the blood and the skin. Needless to say, I won the stupid award from Vert for that year, because he even brings it up constantly. Hey, I remember when you pinched your arm off of those magnets. Shut up.
Don't worry. One day you'll have kids. I'm sure I'll get them some neodym magnets.
Hell yeah. Neodym magnets are great, man. You can throw those fucking things on the wall. Like, throw them at the wall, and they will find a stud. They will find the nail in the wood and just slide to it.
It's classic. Your kid's room is going to have, like, fucking divots in it up on the walls.
It's going to be like inside of a golf ball.
That would be really fucking cool.
What?
Take
golf ball. Hey!
Ninja stars and throw them at the elderly with neodym magnets in them.
My implant! Shadunk! Ah!
Yeah!
You like that. You know what? There was that one movie. What movie was that? We Come in Peace. I think it was a... No, it wasn't Rucker Hauer. It was a really bad... Oh, what was his name? Played in The Punisher, really, really sucky. Dolph Lundgren. Yeah. Lundgren? Who, going after an alien that shot these things that were, well, they were CDs.
CDs.
They were CDs, but they weren't, like, labeled or anything. They were just plain Jane CDs. But what they were is they were magnetic, and they could saw your head off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's on badmovies.org. Probably another fabulous link from Cloudballs on spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yeah, speaking of new month, we should have links coming up pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we do. We're going to have some interesting stuff right there.
Awesome. I know that for the site, I have kind of started updating. Last week, I nuked the message boards. This week, I finally got them working.
Trincher and I are going to try to be on Monster Garage. We have an excellent project right there.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to have the Goatsy Honda.
The Goatsy Honda.
Yeah.
We figured the Goatsy Honda should do it.
Yeah, so we're going to be a Monster Garage, and we're going to be pretty famous.
And if we're not a Monster Garage, we're going to get arrested for obscenity.
Yeah, I know. So it's pretty interesting, because it looks
so
like...
So if it's not Monster Garage, it's Smoking Gun.
Yeah, and there's another fucking episode of Monster Garage.
Bye, JLD.
Up. Bye. Which is very interesting, because it appears now all you have to do to get on Monster Garage is own a fucking DeLorean.
Yeah, really.
There's another one coming out.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to
build... Are they hacking a DeLorean?
Going to build a DeLorean hovercraft. Don't get excited. I've seen the prototypes. I'm like, I didn't see the prototype. I saw the one the guy brought to the car show. I was like, okay, so let's see.
Well, you know what, though? It's going to be different, though. I mean, if they're building this, it's going to be a lot
he
different.
He took a hovercraft. All right.
Yeah.
And then put DeLorean body pants.
I remember Revolution X. That was another good video. That was a good video game.
Fuck you. That was stupid as shit.
It was a video game.
Bull
just
fucking
weird.
Shit, man. What? I have seen more people win Megabucks than rescue all of Aerosmith. Fuck you.
That is true, because I could never rescue fucking Aerosmith. I beat the goddamn game time and time again. Never fucking rescued any members of Aerosmith. Fun game, though.
You know, it's real fun, yeah. Play Revolution X on a MAME emulator.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
And then you get to see how fun Revolution X is.
No, you need the gun.
That was stupid, dude. That was like T2 with a different fucking ROM.
Yeah. I like, well, you know, that's
like,
me, though.
Kill Steven Tyler, fucker.
Ah! Yeah, like you could find Steven Tyler.
Yeah, I know.
You had to find him first.
I think I got fucking, what's the bass? Not the guy Joe or some shit, man.
Joe Perry's the rhythm guitar?
No, man, it's the other guy. One looks like...
Brad Hamilton?
I don't know. He's a blonde, balding guy. Looks like the dude from Weird Al Yankovic's band.
With that description, I have no fucking clue.
You know.
Moving on.
That dude.
Yeah, moving on, though. You said hovercraft, so you've seen it before.
No, I've seen Aver. Okay, you take a hovercraft and put fucking car body panels on it. That, to me, was not impressive.
No. This was probably going to be different because they'll start off... Dollars to Donuts, they'll start off with a DeLorean first.
Fuck.
That means they're gutting a DeLorean.
Probably.
That means you are going to go absolutely apeshit watching this episode because they will gut and cut and rip and shred the interiors out.
I hope not. Because anybody knows me, any of you people know, what the fuck does it matter anyway? I am very anti car destroying.
Yeah.
Especially DeLoreans.
Big time.
I hate Corvettes. I would just, like to see GM cut that from production.
It figures fucking Reverend Hammer rescued four people from Aerosmith.
Four people from Aerosmith. Do you think you could, like, fucking write an FAQ as to where they were? Because I can
I'm
never...
I'm sure someone else has. GameWinners.com.
I tried looking up one day, can't find it.
Who knows?
I cannot.
No big deal.
It.
I mean, the game came out, what, 10 years ago now?
Wow. Yeah, huh? I still understand. What the fuck is Aerosmith doing in Kuwait shooting school buses? What the fuck is this? It was just dumb, dude. And it was a short bus at that.
Yeah, it was.
You shot a fucking school bus full of raghead retards. I'm sorry.
You know what?
Maybe that's not...
Aerosmith was kind of prophetic, don't you think? A little bit forward thinking in their time.
Maybe that's what inspired Bush. Good evening, America. I have just gotten done playing Revolution X. And I feel we should invade Iraq. Yeah, there you go. Wow!
They've got a bunch of retards.
We must invade Baghdad to rescue Steve Perry.
That's their weapons of mass destruction. Yeah. Right there!
Yeah.
No one can prove anything else, but you had to save Aerosmith.
Like fucking Rambo and shit, man.
I've got to save Steven Tyler! Damn. Hey, check this out. You'd like this one.
We living in Kuwait. You can't stop the scuds from falling.
Nice.
Sorry, I just went off the
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to reality.
What the fuck were we talking about?
I was actually moving on. This guy, check this out. Yeah. This happened Wednesday. Dude recovered his own stolen truck.
That's a very good story. Why don't you tell it to us?
Joe Francis never thought the sticky ignition key keyhole in his truck would ever be a blessing. But when his truck was stolen, the Crescent City man didn't get mad. He just stole it back. After losing his truck, Francis was on his way to buy a new truck when he spotted his old truck heading the other way.
Huh.
He followed it until the driver pulled into a driveway. He hopped in and hoped that the keys would still be ignition because they usually get stuck. He was right. When the man went inside, he jumped in the truck and drove away. Police later arrested Sean Ray Hill, because all bad guys have three names.
Right.
A Folsom State Prison parolee for car theft, and then recovering,
What the fuck is Saddam's middle name?
I don't know.
Charles Miller Manson. John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy. What was Manson's?
Charles Miller Manson.
John Wilkes Booth.
I'm sure Sirhan had a bit of lame.
Sirhan?
Possibly, man. What the fuck is Hussein's middle name?
I don't know.
Yeah, because Sirhan's the only one I can think of offhand doesn't have, like, a middle name.
Osama bin Laden? Right. It's not quite technically three names, because bin Laden's one last name, but fuck it, we're dumb Americans anyway.
No, there is actually another one, yeah. There is technically.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I do know for certain.
Yeah, all bad guys seem to have three names. If you ever commit a crime, your full name is going to be out there. Claude, whatever your middle name is, Balls. Claude Blank Balls. Wow. Or actually, you'd probably, if you got arrested, you'd go by your surname, Kareem E-Balls.
Kareem E-Balls.
So, anywho.
Wow.
You're
that was just really prophetic to me. Anyhow.
You just totally lost yourself into thought. Just gone.
Wow.
Do we need to take another break?
It's like Ted in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure after Sigmund Freud starts talking. Whoa, dude. All right, anyhow.
This one's a good one here.
Oh, it's Davenport again.
No. this is actually one of... This is... How would you like to have a kid named Timberland?
Is he adopted?
No.
Because I would never name my fucking kids that.
Basically, what this is it's an article that I found talking about kids whose names were that of products. Such as Timberland, who's 3 years old. The father got to name him. The father got to name him. If Timberland wasn't accepted, the dad wanted to name him Reebok.
That's fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm. But the mother divorced him. She goes, I just wanted Kevin. Kevin was a good name.
God.
The boy isn't alone, though. Five other Americans were named Timberland in the year 2000.
Can you imagine the shitty products you could be named after?
Just you think about that.
This is my son, Quisp.
Hey, here's my daughter, Haynes.
Yeah.
Think about that. You name a kid Haynes. But again, five other kids. Five other kids were named Timberland in the year 2000.
She grows up, she's a feminist, man. Writes her own book, Haynes Her Way. Better achievements in life.
That's great. The record shows that in 2000, 49 children were named Canon, C-A-N-O-N is the camera, followed by 11 Bentleys.
Bentley.
Now, Bentley's sort of because it's an old name.
Yeah, but dude, that's a fucking like indentured servant name.
Yeah, Bentley. Hello.
Dude, hey, man, I can give you a funny story, dude. I used to work at Smith's.
Agent Todd, this is my...
Son, Bentley.
No, this is my manservant, Bentley.
Manservant. You ever seen that Kids in the Hall episode? It's like the 1950s reel. How to care for your homosexual love slave. You ever seen that?
That's scary.
Fucking hilarious. You have Scott Thompson. Mm-hmm. And you know the one guy from Brain Candy with the fucking glasses right
mm-hmm.
there?
Mm-hmm.
He's like all dressed up in like fucking assless chaps. It's fucking hilarious.
Scary.
No, man. True story, man. He worked at fucking Smith's. Had this fucking woman come in right there.
Right.
Okay. I don't believe ethnicity had any part to play. But she actually was black. So I'm not making fun of nobody by his voice. But she got pissed at her kids. They were acting up. And it was time for her to go after she checked out. I fucking shit you not. She yelled out, Porsche, Lexus, Mercedes, get your ass over here now.
Damn.
Everybody just fucking stopped and stared, man. Because she actually named her fucking kids after cars.
Porsche,
Lexus, Mercedes. Real girls' names. Of course, it could be worse, dude.
You know, I guess, like, I think you and I have had this conversation before, you know. I guess that's, you know.
Why? Did I talk about that on the show?
Not on the show. We've talked about it when we were at, we were looking for parts to do your car work. And we were laughing about that. And you told me about the Niglet story, but that's another one altogether.
Yeah, that one shocked the fucking shit out of me. By the way, what he's talking about, Trencher, in case you fucking missing that, that's another story I'm going to save for another time. It's not a racist story at all. It's about fucking Freudian slips and shit. It's funny as hell. And no, neither of us were involved in this story.
Thank God.
Yes.
Moving on, let's see, other names, here, this is some of my favorite. There's also a Guida.
Guida.
G-O-U-D-A. Guida.
What kind of
Guida,
fucking name Guida, is
geez.
That? Oh.
And Bologna. But they're not named after, you know, they were named after, when they asked the parents, they were named after the cheese and the sausage, rather than the places in Italy. Foreign brands are an increasingly regular chic name. Chanel is popular among doting mothers. Several boys have been named after Japanese car. Camry.
That's Camry. Stupid.
Companies are ambivalent about the honor.
Well, I really can't talk.
Companies, you know what they say? They're not too worried about it. They're just saying, well, it kind of all depends on how the kids turn out and who can predict
that.
Yeah,
and I can give you an even worse example of this right here.
So
there's a fucking guy on the mailing list right now. Or I'm sorry, a woman, okay? Just named her fucking daughter DeLorean.
Why? I mean, I understand the whole...
I don't know. I have no...
I'll never name a kid. Hey, Stratus, get over here. Hey, Magnum, good game today. No, I'm never going to do that shit. But let's see, others...
I wouldn't... You know what? If you did that, it wouldn't fucking surprise me.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I could. I could not.
You'd be so into Mopar.
Not that into it.
Omni, get over here, motherfucker.
Omni.
I'm going to bust your ass. Lancer! Fuck, where's that no good son of mine? Colt!
Oh, Lordy, look at Shadow.
Wow.
Wow, I did it. I'm going to hell.
Wow, I wasn't even thinking that.
I'm going to hell this show.
You're a fucking cracker.
Basically, though, 24 children in the year 2000 had the name Unique.
Unique. That's stupid. That's just plain dumb.
So what did you guys name your kids? I mean, in all honesty, everybody in the chat room, get here, Spankwagon. Chatroom, irc.slashnut.org. What would you name your kids? I mean, would you name them cars? Let's say you did have a product you loved the most. What product would you name them?
Well, in that case, your kid's going to be named Cheeto. Fucking kid
what would
be
you
born,
name
man.
If you had a kid and you had to name them after a product. Had to name them after a product.
Fucking kid is going to have a nervous system disorder, man. Your kid will be named Cheeto and has Parkinson's.
Damn, that's harsh.
It's a joke, though.
Seriously, though, what would you name your kid if you had to name him after a product? If you had to.
If I had to name it
no
after
choice.
A product? No choice? What, like
No, I mean, no, you couldn't do a normal name. You had to do a commercial or a product name.
No, I see what you're saying. I'm not arguing logistics of that.
Oxy, get over here.
Oxy?
Yeah. OxyClean.
They meant like the facial pads.
Well, that's what I meant.
You don't use OxyClean on your face, asshole. If you are, no wonder that shit won't clear up. Note to people at home. I don't know. That's a good question. Like, any product available, or are we like, sticking to something like food or...
Go with whatever you want. Gut reaction. Just right off the top of your head. Everybody in the chat room, play along here, too. If you had a kid, and you had to name them after a product or commercial type service, like, you know, I can imagine there's a couple kids out there named Prodigy.
Well, would you name your kid?
I don't know. I'm waiting for you to answer.
You're waiting for me to answer. You're trying to one-up me. That's all.
I'm not trying to one-up.
Like,
answer.
I've got something really good. let's see. If I had to name my kid after something. I don't know. That's really tough. Because if it's something I truly love, I wouldn't want to name my kid after so he fucking despises it if I wanted to share it like a car or something. Something that sounds good. But something I also like where I'd name the kid after. Let's see. Fluffy Puff isn't masculine.
Fluffy Puffy.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that Fluffy Puff thing here in a little bit, right when we're done with this part.
I don't know. A product.
They'll name them Intel. Radeon Intel.
Radeon Intel. Huh. Radeon Intel, come here. Where is that no good brother of yours, Voodoo FX? Where is Voodoo FX? I fucked it up. Shit, I was going to say. I don't know. I don't know. I've never really thought about like naming a kid before, let alone after a commercial product.
Well, think about this: if you want to name the kid and they want to be very anal retentive, name them Tide.
Tide. Nah. You'd probably get dirty just to fucking. You get me.
Have a tough kid. Name him Rawlings.
Rawlings.
B&M is going to name his kid Bonsai. Bonsai buddy.
Bonsai.
Here, buddy.
Use the bonsai. Use the buddy system on a field trip.
Fed him.
Would you like to be my friend? I can help you with that. Why do you want to install me? No. You know what we should do, man? Install that on something awful. I'd be inspired to that. The fucking bonsai buddy. It's a buddy you install and keep your bonsai buddy occupied.
With a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Any?
I don't know. I've never really thought of that. I'm really thinking. I don't know, Hewlett-Packard would be like kind of a, you know, thing right there. Hewlett-Packard, that's professional yet badass.
Hewlett. Come here, Hewlett.
Hewlett. Hewlett-Packard balls.
HPB.
Sounds like a fucking candy bar.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I could see it. Smackle name his kid Macintosh, his next kid.
Apple.
Come here, Mac.
Come here, Mac. Come here.
Snuggle.
That'd be great. You know why you're here? Your mom wouldn't let me do her in the pipe that night. I can imagine that fucking father-son relationship. I have, like, no fucking clue. You have totally, like, just ground the show to a halt, making me think. Because I have no clue. I honestly... This is something I'd have to, like, weigh in. It's a good thing I'm not on stage with improv right now. Jesus, I'd be fucking booed off. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know. It's really hard for me, too, because, you know, I was inspired by Mickey.
Come here, Slurpee.
Slurpee. Oh. Dude, that's a fucking whore name if I ever heard it, man.
Come on, whore name. Star. I know a star. I know it is Stony.
fucking stripper names, dude. Oh, people, those are real popular.
It's like alcohol names. Oh, my daughter's name is Brandy. Yeah, okay. Someone doesn't have a drug problem.
That's like that joke.
Hey, that's fine. I'm sure you'll think of something. I don't want to ground this to a halt. Moving
I'll
on, actually.
Dude,
you have an obsession with Fluffy Puff.
Fluffy Puffy Marshmallows. I don't have an obsession.
You always... Every time you see a marshmallow.
That's not true. When was the last time I saw a fucking marshmallow?
Yesterday.
In real life.
Oh, well, yesterday?
No.
Not like a real marshmallow. But you set a desktop and you're like, Fluffy Puffity.
Marshmallow.
You just start going off in that.
It's .com.
All right, moving on.
I like Homestar Runner. It's funny as shit. That was one of the links, too.
Yep. Homestar is always good. And everybody has to read Strong Bad Mail.
Chicka, 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 chicka. Got scored bars like the day is long.
All right. Hey, folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at...
spankwagon.vftp.net.
And we'll be back here in a little bit. I think Claude is going to have a nervous breakdown thinking about this, but...
I'm just like, now I'm like, I must rise to the challenge.
Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike.
Take me up, up, up and away, where the music is my fantasy. Take me up, up, up and away.
Okay, everybody, it's time for Mad Props! Just kidding.
And lead me to the disco land, so I can do all the things I've been longing to do. Oh, let me sing now. Hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh.
Mama, I'm show all the hand and I just around. I don't speak louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be.
What are you afraid of?
I ain't afraid of nothing.
I figured it.
Take me to jail. I ain't afraid of jail.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Okay. Yeah, everyone's so ready for me to blow their fucking speakers out. Oh, you know I was saying during the break, dude?
Well, when the new microphones could be a little easier.
Yeah, I know. Hey, remember playing Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Remember, like, Mortal Kombat 2?
Yeah.
What was the sound you made after you did a fatality, everybody, and set them on fire?
I don't know.
No, toasty.
Oh, yeah, the toasty!
I had a cool idea, dude. We should write our own, like, Mortal Kombat, and we should, like, have a new fatality.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Are you talking, like, ROM hack?
I don't know, but it'd be pretty cool. It'd be hard to do if we did a ROM hack, but it'd rock. Goatsy!
Jesus.
Wouldn't that rock,
dude? You're a little hooked up on this. Just a tad hooked up on this. Here.
It's pop culture.
Get your Goatsy fix there. Let's see.
It's not the same.
No, I know.
That'd
it's
be funny.
Toy. Don't worry.
You, like, run over and, like...
Put this up there.
You, like, run over and you grab the guy and, like, you know... Rip his colon open.
Ow.
That'd be a fun fatality. You know, like, to do in the game, you know?
Don't spit. All right. Actually, this is something I've been looking at, and I know I handed this to you to take a look at, and we wanted to discuss. Bruce Sterling, who's a science fiction author, and he does freelance...
Goatsy ROM hack Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Let me guess. Shoots it all out of his ass.
Wouldn't it be great?
Blah. It'd be something. I don't know about great.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and get your Goatsy out of your system here?
Good. Yeah, it'd be great. Like, you do, like, ROM hacks with Goatsy, dude. Donkey Kong with Goatsy, dude.
Well, you wouldn't get any further than Mario.
Mario would have like a big dildo. Rolling flaming turds going down.
Ew.
Yeah. Goatsy. Anyhow.
Author Bruce Sterling wrote an article about 10 technologies that you felt deserves to die.
And you know what? First of all, before we go on here, I would like to give a disclaimer for this. This does not reflect the views and points of Spankwagon.
Well, no. It will in a way because we're going to just take what
and in my opinion
said.
Right there, this is based no scientific fact whatsoever. This man is totally...
just an author. Just
he's one of those
opinions.
Extreme wing people. It's not his opinions. It's a political agenda.
It's his opinions.
It's a political agenda,
you
dude.
Don't know this.
I know this for a fact.
Bullshit.
I don't agree, therefore it is a political agenda.
Oh, my God. You are pathetic. All right. Moving on.
Yes.
To your paranoia.
It's not that paranoia.
He actually writes up 10 different technologies that he feels need to be removed, to be done away with.
Some I feel actually do have a good scientific
basis. Oh, so you join his political agenda! Asshat.
No. Not at all.
No, anyhow, you know, some of them are good. I can kind of agree with some of his points. Other points I don't agree with at all. And actually, I wanted to go over these, discuss it a little, and maybe we can kind of bring in the chat room a little. These are technologies that he's felt basically were outdated from the get-go, or they are so blatantly obnoxious that we should rejoice if they were gone anyway.
He's telling us what we need to do. Mr. Trencher wants to be independent, wants to listen to some fucking Berkeley hippie. Anyhow...
Anyhow.
What?
I didn't say anything.
You said something.
I did not say anything. I just...
Oh, I know. I
gestures.
You Moving said on. Your wife is home. Man.
Yes. Moving on. He says nuclear weapons.
And I think this is stupid because nobody uses fucking nuclear weapons anyhow.
No, but why do we still bother to build them?
Because we need them.
For what?
The communist threat, asshole.
What communist threat?
North fucking Korea?
Come on, North fucking Korea isn't really that much of a communist threat.
My ass,
they don't
they're
even
building
have light bulbs,
dude. They're building nuclear
buttons.
Look at me.
So Ginger's wife is in the room, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello. No.
Drinking start earlier tonight.
Start early.
Yeah. Went late too.
Yeah.
Nice headsets.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm, like, standing by waiting for her to
do something
wacky.
Because she's giggling over here and just kind of going ape. We don't know what exactly is going to happen.
Uh-oh. She got the look in your eyes.
She always has that look in her eyes.
Yep.
Yeah.
No escape for you tonight.
Nope. Not at all. Damn.
That was his wife making the slurping noises, by the way, not me.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
All right, moving on. Nuclear weapons. Basically, one can make a sound. I just got shoved. Jesus. I'm getting attacked over here.
That was fucking great.
What the hell?
Your wife just gave you pulled up her shirt and gave you Dumbo ears.
She did. What
well,
the
actually, fuck? Those are more like it's more like a Mickey Mouse cap.
Yeah, that's a Mickey Mouse cap more than Dumbo ears, but still. That's
or maybe just a couple little baby beanies. I don't know.
No. We'll stick with the Mickey Mouse.
Ah, yes. So much for giving me a 3. Or, I'm sorry, 4.
Help me.
No.
We're not getting assaulted over here.
You like it.
It's okay to a point. I guess if we were going to stay on track, this is now done.
So, yeah, I think nuclear weapons are over. That's stupid.
Yeah.
No, it's stupid.
It's not war.
We need nuclear weapons, man.
Bye.
The communist threat, dude.
Yeah, I you know
the
what,
red
though?
Threat.
No, we don't need nuclear weapons.
We
because
need
honestly,
nuclear weapons.
Honestly, with what we have right now for conventional weapons, we can go in there and blow the shit out of what we need to blow with the shit out of without destroying vast, vast amounts
well,
of real
that is
estate.
Also true. The neutron bomb. The neutron bomb is a nuclear weapon right there that will spread radiation rapidly without the force destruction. But yes, right
but
now...
But the radiation does the same thing, but a more...
If you would have said this to me, if you would have said this to me like a year ago, I would say, yeah, you know, I can understand that. We really don't need nuclear weapons. But now, with the threat of North Korea right there, the one communist nation left untouched by us, it is a problem.
Well, as far as I can tell, I kind of agree with what the guy here says about the nuclear weapons because of the fact that, in all honesty, it's just a bigger dick. That's all it is. I've got the bigger dick. I could piss farther. Now, North Korea says this, and as far as I'm concerned, they could say what they want until they're blue in the face.
The problem is right
all
now...
All we know, though, right now, they can't even fucking light up their country.
Dude, all I gotta say is, you know what, it may be about who's got the bigger dick, okay, but North Korea has been seen walking around with the bag, with the brown bag with the Swedish pump inside. We need to stop it now.
Maybe. You know what, I'll agree.
And
I'll
we need, and even they say,
but
we need this as a
deterrent.
You can
do it with conventional weapons more so than nuclear weapons, at least we can.
We need nukes. It's the threat. It's the sheer terror.
Sheer terror? Next technology that he discusses, since no one's actually piping in, coal-based power.
Somewhat agreed.
How so?
Well, the problem with coal-based power right there is, you know, Jesus fucking Christ. Nobody takes the fucking time to upgrade their fucking scrubbers for their EPA equipment and standards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the problem I have with coal-based power right there.
Okay.
Otherwise,
it's cheap. That's one of its benefits right now is it's still the cheapest form of material that can be used to burn.
Yeah. I'm also kind of... because I still think propane is a natural... natural gas is a good alternative.
Yeah.
I think propane is something that should really kind of come up in the future, I think.
Is. Although, if it says here, if all coal supplies would have vanished by tomorrow, let's say, we would lose a quarter of our energy supplies. So, we would lose a huge chunk. It is a huge chunk. We rely on it a lot.
But and what's the alternative? Geothermal only goes so far.
The problem is the alternatives aren't as good. The problem is I don't know whether it's because people don't want to find it. People complain about not being funded enough to find it, but they haven't come up with a better solution.
Well, there is a better solution.
We could build windmill farms to where
No. There is a better solution.
What?
Gas turbine.
Okay, so instead of using coal, we'd actually drain more of the oil preserves and reserves.
No, gas doesn't have to mean gasoline.
Okay.
Okay, gas can work off of propane or... or any other type of gas fuel form of that type. And coal, who gives a shit, we just make coal oil. Anyhow, what it means is let's explain basically what the fuck we're talking about, the different technologies. We're not talking about alternative fuels. We're talking about totally different methods here. Number one, coal is basically used to burn. It's an incendiary.
Mm-hmm.
To heat water, to make steam, to spin turbines.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking about gas turbines, I'm talking about a gas jet, which goes like a jet engine.
Mm-hmm.
That spins a turbine instead. It's much more efficient right there. You have better environmental controls. The cost is cheaper to maintain.
Not necessarily to install. What about pollution factor? Because we know coal is a contributor to acid rain. We know that the mining of coal contributes to sludge water, to destroy landscapes, anything of that nature.
Why does coal create acid rain?
Because it burns the sulfur in the air after it burns.
Right. But if we use clean burning fuels right there and we have it in a controlled environment where it's built for torque rather than quick response, like a car, what we can do is just go ahead and say, hey, we can create a more hotter, more complete burn of fuel. Therefore, we are just left with carbon monoxide, dioxide.
Not just what you're saying. What about the burn off of methane? We have enough... And I'm not saying everywhere, because it won't work everywhere.
Yeah.
But anybody who actually has lived around a garbage dump.
Refineries, too. Oh, yeah.
Like that. Anybody who actually has methane where they actually have to put up, literally, the methane torch.
Yeah.
You know, to keep constantly burn off methane.
Because there's so much of it, they have to get rid of it somehow.
And they have to burn it. Now, when burning it, I don't know what it actually turns into. I think it mostly burns away.
Yeah, it's one of the simplest hydrocarbons out there. I think it's maybe only...
Why don't they use methane instead of coal?
I think it'd be great, because methane is, like, overabundant in crude oil right there. And, of course, methane is very abundant when it comes to decompositioning material.
Decomposition material. It is unnatural.
And, of course, like you say as well...
Yeah. Animal rendering, things like that.
Yes.
It's a natural, totally renewable,
with
minimal effort.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, shit, you could compost crap and make methane.
Yes.
So, yeah, I do agree.
I mean, anybody who knows
and there's
anything
also
about
another
compost
alternative
pits,
too.
Actually, let me just say something about compost pits. People don't understand this. How hot... methane really is, even in its almost near natural state.
Oh, God, yes.
It's so hot. As a matter of fact, if you know anybody who has a compost pit, take a thermometer, long one, stick it in there to the bottom, or always door towards the bottom of the pit. If it's been there for a while, it can have oven-like temperatures or more.
Yes.
And that's just sitting there letting the bacteria do its job.
That's just the organic material itself decomposing.
Yes.
Now, there's another alternative which works very well as well, and I actually thought of this idea right here. How many lawns are there in the world?
I guess you could almost say right now, infinite minus X.
Right. Grass clippings.
Yes.
Because in Ireland, they harvest peat moss because they have so many fucking swamps and the shit just grows back uncontrollably.
Mm-hmm.
They harvest turf, peat moss. What they do is they take the shit and they throw that in their plants instead of coal. There are many renewable resources out there. Everything from landscaping materials that we could basically reclaim to fucking methane. Yes, methane is a great example.
Yeah, methane would be my first one.
Right.
Why aren't we developing something like that? And I'm not saying burn it in your car or anything like that.
Oh,
no.
No,
with a major industrial aspect.
Right, right.
And it won't work in like all parts of the country.
Oh, no.
You know, certain things out here in Vegas, it won't work.
Yeah.
But back in the Midwest, why not try it? Why not start up one methane plant?
Right.
Shit. Think about this. A methane plant, think about this. I'm talking like retro future science theater here. Dairy farmer actually has places, let's say a confinement for cows.
Yeah.
Move it from hogs over to cows. Confinement sucks up the air, scrubs out oxygen, kicks it back, takes methane. I'm sure there's a chemical process to do that. Granted, that in itself may not be necessarily safe, but hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, because cattle, a lot of people don't realize, are actual big pollution.
Dude, cattle, I mean, everybody complains about, you know, and I complain about factories and stuff like that, but even I know my gas that comes out of my body is part of the problem.
Cows are fucking generate greenhouse gas.
Yes.
They really do. Methane. From how much they fart.
Plus, if you burn out methane, you're actually burning out a greenhouse gas, breaking down the carbon to hydrocarbon more and saving ozone. That's a thought. So we have nuclear, you say should stay, I say should go.
I say nuclear
should
stay. We
have coal power. Both of us say, you know what, there can be better. They just got to invest into it.
Coal power is not simple because we're talking about not only fuels, but we're talking about the process in which to harvest the heat generated from them.
Mm-hmm.
Either do we just simply let it go to heat water to make steam, or do we simply install gas turbines?
Right.
In my opinion, gas turbines is
something more efficient.
Right.
Granted, though, sometimes with turbine motors, the mechanics can be more difficult, but... if in scale, you can actually have a new turbine in an hour instead of having to deal with the whole broken boiler.
Yes, and turbines are literally drop-in components.
Yes. Moving on. The internal combustion engine.
This is a very big sore spot with me right there.
You and I both are car nuts.
Yes.
This guy says the internal combustion engine is pretty much a technology that does need to go away.
But it's very interesting because
he is a fan of it.
Yes. He's also very hypocritical.
Like us.
Yes.
He's a fan like us.
My opinion right here, and this is actually something I really get into. I'm not fucking out there fucking canvassing environmentalists and stuff and getting into debates. Don't think that.
Right.
You know, so I'm not saying like, oh, I get in this discussion all the time. I don't. It's very actually rare I do. And the problem is most environmentalists who actually say that, oh yeah, internal combustion engine bad, they gotta go. Okay, go to electric cars right there.
No.
Let me explain as well why. Number one, they don't know fucking mechanics, so they don't understand the concept. In my opinion, there is not a damn thing wrong with the concept of internal combustion motors. However, I do feel that the two and four stroke motors should go.
Because?
Because of their inefficiencies.
Okay. Now, one thing I will say, and in sake for the argument, at no time in the argument does he say we need to go to all electric, because...
Right. No, I'm using that as a sidestep.
He's just saying, hey, maybe we need a new source.
Right. And he's saying but he's basically attacking gasoline as a source. In all honesty, in my opinion right there, there is nothing wrong with petrol fuel, petroleum-based fuels. There is not a goddamn thing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will definitely tell you, and by the way...
And he uses the comparison. Let me just say this real quick.
Go ahead.
He says, you know, liter for liter, calorie for calorie, energy-producing measure of unit.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yes, it is.
Gasoline is truly the queen of liquid fuels. Nevertheless, if you stand inside a closed garage with any internal combustion engine, it will kill you.
Yes.
But not just because of the combustion engine, even though that's primarily... But it's also the other aspects of
converters.
Now moving on though, moving into
look at the fat guy, man. What'd he weigh? Like hundreds of pounds, man.
Yeah.
He literally suffocated to death because he choked on methane gas when he farted in his own home.
Yeah.
That I'm not buying, that gasoline's deadly. No.
And he didn't say gasoline.
Or that
he's
exhaust.
Saying internal combustion engine.
Now hold on.
The exhaust is though. We know this. This is a proven fact.
Now listen to me. What I'm saying is this right here, okay? Just totally being honest. The two-stroke engine is bad. Two-stroke engines are fucking polluting, which is why in gardening equipment, they're banned in California. They are fucking deadly. What people don't realize about a two-stroke motor, about a motorcycle, is you have to put oil in it. Not just to lubricate the motor, but because it actually burns. Let me explain. A four-stroke engine, you have a piston that goes up and down. The piston goes down, opens the intake valve, sucks air in, and gasoline mixture. It then goes up and compresses the mixture, because that's the optimum, that's the optimal that you can get to maximize the force generated by the explosion of gasoline. That pushes the piston down, hence it turns the crank. What then happens is the piston goes up again, the exhaust valve opens, expels it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let me get more into this before I condemn both of them. A two-stroke is different. As a two-stroke opens up for the exhaust right there, as a two-stroke motor goes down, the piston goes down, it is sucking exhaust in. Then as it goes back up, it does the same process where it compresses and blows off. What happens, though, with a two-stroke is as soon as it goes kaboom, gets halfway down, it opens the valve, goes shoomp, and shoots out the fucking gas. So instead of having a complete intake and exhaust, you actually only have a compress and burn, and then expand and exhaust. Mm-hmm. Okay, it will actually intake on a downstroke when it sucks it in, and at the same time when it goes back up, it'll actually spit out the exhaust at the same time while it goes
right.
up. I know it sounds weird. You'd have to read a manual to understand this. But what happens at the same time is a two-stroke motor consumes oil. Lubricant. So you actually spray this shit out into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and to be honest, it's not necessary because even Honda uses four-stroke motors on motorcycles, and they're pretty damn efficient.
Yeah.
Now let's
stop this before we get too deep there.
Right.
The point is, though, is the fact that he's saying internal combustion, and I can understand that. Yeah, you're burning a fuel like that, and you're going to get waste. You always get waste.
Oh yeah.
Depending on how the level of severity. And right now with cars, and we've talked about this before, cars have with the catalytic converter.
Yeah.
Changes from one gas to more of a serious greenhouse gas, things like that. But could there be another, he's not saying do away with this and get an electric car. What he's saying here is, can we do, what would we replace it with?
Could we
find something cleaner and safer and just something that produces the same amount of speed? Because right now.
And I have the answer. Rotary.
Rotary is a combustion engine.
But rotary is better.
You're forgetting, no.
Yes.
No internal combustion engine.
You need internal combustion.
Well,
we cannot run electric and we cannot run alternative fuels.
Then again, yes, right now.
What
could replace it, though?
What could replace internal combustion? Nothing.
You don't think that there's any sort of power plant or any sort of a drivetrain that could do it?
Right.
The same.
I am telling you right now for a cold, hard fact. Because if you doesn't matter combustion in what form, you're saying combustion at all that uses any type of fuel that undergoes a chemical change.
Right.
You're ruling out both rotary and gas turbine.
Okay, both are using petroleum though. He's saying internal combustion.
And you can't use electric.
Electric is just too inefficient at this point. Plus, you need internal combustion to generate electric.
Right.
Unless, of course, you wrap it back to the methane.
Problem is, though, internal combustion, I'm sorry, electric cars are not good. Electric cars never should be good. I don't like General Motors. I don't like them at all. But actually, when Trencher gave me this topic, said we were going to debate it, and I kind of researched for this right here, I think General Motors' idea of destroying the EV1 project for electric vehicles, I think that is one of the smartest, most efficient moves they could make. Ford shelving the Think car, the electric vehicles, I think that is absolutely fantastic. We cannot sustain with our electrical grid electric vehicles.
No.
We can't do it.
Our electrical grid could never support that much amperage down.
Let's
move on.
What the fuck are trucks going to run on? What the fuck are tractor trailers going to run if we don't have internal combustion?
Who knows?
We can make it more efficient, yes, and that is the way we need to go.
So make it more efficient.
We cannot do away with internal combustion.
Okay. Incandescent light bulbs. And as he states here, these said devices are actually more along the lines of heat bulbs, supposedly a lighting technology. They actually do end up producing 9 times more raw heat than they do actual illumination.
I agree totally with him on this.
So incandescent light bulbs replaced with
LEDs.
Or LEDs. LED
light bulbs. LEDs are the way of the future.
Okay.
The only problem we have with LEDs
is power consumption.
No. For power consumption? Oh, shit. We would if everybody right now in the entire fucking country was able to unscrew an incandescent bulb or fluorescent bulb
mm-hmm.
and replace it with an LED type device, power companies would go bankrupt.
Really?
Mm-hmm. the amount of power that LEDs consume in comparison right there is fucking unbelievably low. It's almost nothing.
So, but one of the big problems with LEDs, as opposed to a The beam doesn't focus. Well, you don't need to focus for a bulb.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. The beam does focus. That's the problem.
Yeah.
An LED won't spread out, which is why when you see them in cars right there, they always have to fucking be the whole thing.
Yeah.
You can't just have one single bulb.
You have to have
They
it
don't
diffused.
Reflect as well because they only shine in one direction.
Yeah.
But when it comes to efficiency, for the amount of power that they consume to the amount of light that they put out and the fucking nil amount of heat they produce,
yes.
you cannot fucking beat them.
It's true. Very true. And I agree with incandescents. Now, fluorescent light bulbs are okay. They're lesser heat producing. They're lesser energy. They're not quite as efficient as LEDs, but they are able to do the group lighting. Because that bulb in there, no, I'm sorry, the one downstairs, that's incandescent. But the one downstairs is a fluorescent.
Yeah. Fluorescent is okay to a point.
No, that's the fluorescent one. I'm sorry.
Fluorescent is okay to a point. Fluorescent is always the best in your eyes right there. In my opinion right there, LED keeps things a lot more crisp, keeps your vision better. And I think LED all around should be is literally a great alternative. The only types of things I can ever see keeping incandescent bulbs, in all honesty, right there, are things such as automobiles, where electrical consumption in as price, you know, isn't as much of a concern,
right?
And you do need the safety factor and the brightness. That's the only thing I can really picture keeping incandescent.
Okay, all right. And this is coming from the man who's striving to find the exact fit to make a LED turn signals indicators in your car.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just
had
to throw
that in. Actually, no, you're right.
I just wanted to throw that in.
It's a side project I'm working on.
Landmines. The next one. He feels that landmines are a technology that should go.
But
Granted, they can't.
They're gone.
They're gone in theory.
They're not gone in theory. We don't make them anymore.
Other countries do, though.
So? We have a fucking ban on them. We have a treaty. They're not made.
Okay. Again, yes, you're right.
Do we need to clean them up? Yeah.
We do need to clean them up. No, what I'm talking along the lines here is actually what he states here is, you know, they're already cluttered. Basically, there's all kinds of people protesting landmines, obviously, but basically, you know, there's still a technology that's being deployed in deserts and in other countries. United States, there's several countries that have banned them altogether.
We don't use them.
We don't use it. I'm not saying we do. I never even in this comment said we do. What I'm talking about is the technology, using it for war. It's got to go.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. Other countries, we got to do something to get them to.
Problem is, a country can sign a treaty and people turn around and go home. Landmine is always
Indians.
Fighting.
No. Just like the Indians, sign a treaty and go home.
Where's our home? Oh, we're sorry, we took it. Goodbye.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the landmines are always working. Yeah, landmines are always there. They're always armed.
I mean, to this day, you have shit like in Cambodia that was planted by
still,
Pol Pot regimes
still
back 30 fucking years ago, and they still blow up. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that one is too redundant. Do we need to remove landmines from the rest of the world? Yeah, the technology needs to go. I really honestly don't know of a country that produces them. I honestly don't.
I don't either, but. You know, we're looking at just this. Now, this is one I don't agree with, but he is saying manned spaceflight. Need to do away with the technologies of manned spaceflight. Mostly, economics of keeping a person alive in space. Physical degeneration that happens with a person in space, because sitting in space is exactly like laying in a bed.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you exercise and do a lot of funky shit that you have to do to
exercise
in space.
Yeah, because you have no gravity.
Exactly.
You get very atrophied very
easily. Muscle atrophy, bone loss, things of that.
Yeah.
But it's also very expensive to ship people because of our weights.
Mm.
You know, and space flight is all about weight.
In my opinion right there, I think space flight is done totally wrong
for launching. Manned space flight.
Manned space flight.
I'm not talking about launching.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the blast of force or anything like that. I'm talking about actually going through the process of putting a man in space.
We need to keep it. We do need to keep it.
I agree.
Yeah, because in case we need to do something up there. To be perfectly honest with you, though, I have no fucking clue what they're doing up there. I am totally lost. I know they're doing scientific shit. That means dick to me.
Right. So, manned spaceflight, pretty much you could go either way. You really don't care.
I don't give a shit.
See, now me, I feel that manned spaceflight's necessary because you can only program a computer to do so much.
In that sense right there? Yeah.
In that sense, because in all honesty...
Wait. Are we talking about the ability to send man into space?
Okay.
Let
me read the actual entire listing here.
Go ahead, because I think we're talking
Number
about two different subjects.
Manned spaceflight. One hates to see this dizzying technology go, but when one reason... I hate this. The fucking people who write this. Resolutely sets the romance aside, there's not a lot left. Thanks to decades of biological research, it's now quite clear that flying around in the solar system is bad for one's health. Without the wealthy stresses of gravity on one's skeleton, human bones decay just as they would during prolonged bed rest. While monsters atrophy, cosmic rays also blast through spacecraft walls and human bodies, while solar flares fry astronauts as diligently as any nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
I won't mention the fact that spacecraft are inherently rickety and dangerous because there's a major part, you know, that's a major part of their attraction. China's about to send their first tachyonaut into orbit, so belatedly become the world, you know, they're going to become the world's third manned space power. As a test of national will and skill, Chinese spacecraft is vastly preferable to, say, invading Taiwan. In other words, let's spend our money on going to space.
Yeah.
I promise to watch Chinese manned spaceflight with great interest, and I might even buy the Mission Passion decals. He's a geek. But frankly, there isn't much there. There haven't been men or women out of low Earth orbit in some 30 solid years. We don't seem to miss them in any way, and that's quantifiable. In other words, yeah, we keep going up the space station, we're flying around the planet, but we don't go to the moon. You know, we haven't gone to the moon, no big deal. There's little point in stepping into the moon, really. Leaving flags and footprints is about it, and then, you know, retreating once again. The staggering price of shipping a kilogram in orbit has not come down in decades. In the meantime, unmanned spacecraft grows smaller, more capable every single year. Until we bioengineer ourselves into, you know, be able to enjoy cosmic rays, or until we've got rockets that can lift a Winnebago made of solid lead, this technology belongs on the museum shelf.
No, because I don't understand the purpose of sending people up for all these studies. I don't see what the fuck they accomplish. I agree.
I think it's because of the fact that it is for open air radiation, you know, so to speak, such as Earth in 5,000 years from now when we lose our shielding. But what I'm saying is,
we need to improve the technology, in case we ever need it for something.
I agree, but I think manned spaceflight is good in some ways because it shows you more, and you can't do everything with a computer. Sure, you could program it to do stuff, and I guess it wouldn't be a big loss if the computer crashed and the machine crashed. But
although my opinion though is, we need CPAs to work at NASA to go, what the fuck are you spending all this money on?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be some sort of control, and money is another thing. But
yeah.
You know, and I agree. Yeah, okay, it's a little heavy. You know, if it's heavy, it's expensive to ship up. And
yeah,
we know the shuttle was famous for being the size of a school bus.
Right, and at the same...
Or not shuttle, but the Hubble telescope.
Yeah, yeah. And at the same time, when he talks about it needs to be cheaper to ship, ship things up, I think that's a part of what I was going to say before. I don't think straight direct capsules are the best idea. I think it's wasteful. My opinion right there, I think the best thing that we could do right there is simply get one of those like SR-71 Blackbirds, go subsonic, break the speed barrier, and then gently fly up into the atmosphere. Use lift to get us up naturally. We would consume a lot less fuel.
True, true, absolutely true, but we're not going on to that aspect.
No, we're not going on the aspect, but he actually mentions that.
Do you want us to see men up in space?
If they got something important to do, yeah. Stop fucking dicking around, though, and get to something scientifically important other than watching monkeys and growing shit in zero.
But that's scientifically important.
It's boring to me. And
to you.
How the fuck does that improve my daily lifestyle?
If they
can prove that shit somehow, fine. That is an open topic we're going to leave open for right now.
Okay. Yeah, and I see. I feel that even the littlest stuff needs to be addressed.
Yeah, so
honestly,
if anybody in the chat room can think of what the fuck this shit accomplishes.
You know what? Bioengineering plants to produce oxygen and zero gravity is a very important. Not used for you and me, but used for possibly the next step of Mars or beyond.
We just need scrubbers.
Not that easy. It's not,
sure
you know... You want to talk
magic,
about...
Magically change carbon dioxide to oxygen.
Magic, yeah. Here's one I'm kind of confused. I don't really know how I kind of fly on this one, but another one here is prisons.
We need them.
Technology behind prisons is outdated, and there needs to be a better way.
What?
I don't know.
The prison rape? Sure, okay, I'll go for
that. He was talking about, get this, I don't understand this, and I don't agree with it. He was talking about maybe, you know, something more along the lines of, you know, the electronic IDs, but he took it one step further. He pointed out something I didn't actually quite think about until he wrote about it here.
What?
What, if anything, would you consider the most important document you carry on your person every single day?
Driver's license.
Exactly. Basically, what it says here is a Pearl Monitor, or something that actually controls you, would be your American internal visa, formerly known as a driver's license. He's a supply rider.
No.
As soon as you find out that merchants won't take your credit, aircraft won't transport you, and all your sunny smiles and good behavior are nothing. I like what he says here, though. Airports, prisons, fairly similar. The way airports are starting to be run, very similar. American airports have become incarceration centers in all but name. Plus, you can get to drink there and listen to music.
No, I'm going to disagree with that.
I think he's just being redundant here, but...
I think in that one right there, that he's just talking to hear himself talk on that. That's stupid. That's getting into the fascist idealism of a national ID. Fuck him.
So
I think what we should do is along those lines, if we have that goal, I think he's the first one to lose his credit. I don't think it's right. Many people, hey, namely me, man, fucked up my credit. I'm trying to get back on my own right there. You know, I don't think it's totally right, you know, with the way credit totally sometimes works. Fuck up one thing, boom, you're gone. And make it too easy for you to fuck it up as well.
Yeah.
He's trying to combine your fucking credit like your fucking...
They're already doing that. Caps 2. They're already saying now that one of the things that are going to be required to be done when you purchase plane tickets is an immediate background credit history check. If you have bad credit, you can't fly. Caps 2, they're trying to pass it now.
Who's this Caps 2?
Caps 2, the United States government's trying to pass it now.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
I'll be damned, I'll have to look that up.
Absolutely, it's scaring the hell out of me. Because if you have bad credit, they figure if you have bad credit, you have nothing left to live for. In other words, cream. Cash rules everything around me. Come on, Mr. Hip Hop. But
thank you. I am. Okay, it's fuck you. I am RZA, dude. I'm ODB. I'm the Osiris of this shit.
Moving on, though.
I'm taking forever, motherfucker.
Moving on. I keep saying that all day today.
Moving on. Fuck no, me. Seriously. Yeah, that's a dumb fucking idea, and this guy needs to be sidelined.
I agree. Prisons are a necessity.
Asshole.
Prisons are an absolute necessity. Hey, you know what?
I'd rather have him gang raping some guy is brought in for fucking fraud than, you know, some innocent victim or me. Fucking idiot.
Who knows? And I think he was basically making the fact that, you know, you can't have credit without certain things. And
you know what? That...
You're reading too much into it again.
He's
moving
no,
on.
Fuck him.
Number eight on the list here. I'm still stuck in space. Cosmetic implants. Yeah, okay.
No.
Should go. It's not a necessity.
No. But I think there should be an age restriction on cosmetic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it should be probably... I don't think you should be allowed to have breast implants or something like that, you know? I'd say probably at least till about 26 or 27.
Okay, but you say the technology should stay.
Yes.
And I think the technology is not necessary. I think it's just it's redundant. It's pathetic. I think that in all honesty,
do you not understand what it encompasses? Born with a hair lip, fire victim, accident.
No,
victims?
No. He's not talking about reconstructive or anything of good, anything like that. He's talking
about
bigger tits.
So
I
what?
Want fatter lips.
So what? Let people do that. Who gives a fuck?
What about the fact that Botox...
Who the fuck are you to tell people what they can do or not do with their bodies?
Do you know what Botox is?
Yes, Botoxin. It's a fucking...
Botulism.
Yeah. It's a fucking bacteria.
The plague.
Yes. And it makes your lips puffy and
no,
shit.
No, that's collagen.
What the fuck ever.
Botox makes you...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fat cells and other cells.
Yeah. No. So fucking what? Do you believe in... Do you think a woman should have a choice?
In what?
Abortion.
Yes.
Then why can't... Why is it... It's okay for you
no,
for a woman to abort
God,
her baby?
You blew it out of proportion
no.
again.
It's their body. It's what they get to do right. Just because you don't think it's right for a woman to have bigger tits or have a nose job doesn't mean...
The technology.
Nope.
The technology. I'm not saying the choice. The choice is theirs. That's a given.
No.
The technology, though.
If we do away with the technology, what choice do they have?
Other forms of surgery.
Bullshit.
Things of that nature.
Bullshit. I am not fucking buying
that
for
a second. What
about
people just doing it the old-fashioned way and working out and...
So fuck it. It's their bodies.
Okay.
That's why you sign a fucking waiver. Okay? It's their bodies. It's their choice. Things like this right here, I'm sorry, man. These are fucking ramblings and rants from somebody who has a personal political agenda and whose views on the world don't fit in with how the world is, and he wants to change it by building himself up to try to provoke thought. No. None... When we started talking about light bulbs, okay, internal combustion, well, then also we get to fucking prisons with credit and the fucking cosmetic surgery? Fuck him. And seriously, if you think along those same lines, fuck you too. Because that is, you know what, technology is one thing. This is trying to say what these people are doing is bad, is wrong, so we're going to stop it. That's the same thing as fucking temperance. That is the same thing as the fucking... what the fuck is that called? You know, prohibition. That shit wasn't right. Alcohol can be bad for you. It can be toxic.
Mm-hmm.
We tried banning that shit before. And
I
made
guess
it
he's
worse
just
off.
Saying. Okay, again, he's just saying the technology behind. There has to be something better. We need to strive. Start striving for that.
Bullshit. I'm not buying it.
Okay. You didn't read the article either, though.
I fucking,
lie detectors.
Yeah, I'm kind of borderline on having those go away. Because if you believe if something is fucking true, then you're going to pass a lie detector.
Exactly.
You can live on your own.
If you can psych yourself out.
Yeah. You're in la-la land. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay. So, I can understand that.
Yeah. Basically, as he says, too, you know, the same thing. You can fool lie detectors. They're not a good technology.
But look, that's a technology debate, not a fucking personal preference debate.
Cosmetic implants. He's talking about the chemicals, the actual materials, the actual substance that you're putting in your body, not the fact you're doing it.
We have saline solution.
He was, and I will say this, it was all technology, not choice. Choice is always open. Choice
Dude,
is always everyone.
I'm reading between the fucking lines right there,
You know what?
Friend.
That's your problem, though. Take stuff for face value for once. Don't try to read into it just to puff up your own self.
I'm not puffing up my own self.
Don't try
right
to read
there,
into it just so you can have your political agenda sit on top of his political
agenda. I don't
agenda.
Have my political agenda.
He doesn't even have coattails, and you're writing them because you're writing sort of the, ha, you're wrong, political man. Last one. And I was kind of, DVDs.
That's stupid.
DVD was, you know, basically very, very easily
Dude,
adopted.
No,
in.
You don't understand, okay? We have just gone from Thrakazog to Four Yaks and a Dog to Laxative Log to fucking...
We've already been to Susan and back.
No, this is Susan.
DVDs. Do you think the technology behind DVDs is good?
Yes.
Well, you would play...
No, I didn't know you fucking put there. Dude, I absolutely think the technology behind DVDs is good.
Okay.
It's less wasteful than CDs.
Much
excuse me, laser disc.
Yes. Much cheaper than cassettes of any nature.
Oh, yeah. Easier
not
to produce.
Control.
Hell, I can when I go buy the things.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Cassettes cost $10. DVDs cost $20.
Now,
yes. It's always like that.
Only
you even brought that up in the message boards with cassette tapes. Cassette tapes versus CDs.
We're talking about audio.
No, media.
Yeah.
We're not talking about audio. We're talking about medium.
Why the fuck you keep double talking this shit, dude?
I'm not double talking. We're talking about medium.
DVDs.
The technology. In other words,
what?
Platter and data shot
the
on
the only
platter.
Fucking problem I have with DVDs right now are the people who own the fucking MPEG encoding. Mm. So I say, no, you can't rewrite it for Unix.
So do you think there needs to be a different technology then? So
a
it can be more
technology?
Open?
No. The technology is efficient. I don't think people manage it properly because they don't want to allow it on Unix. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying the technology is out. I'm saying the people behind it are fucked in many cases. Nothing wrong with the technology at all. Okay, I drive a cool car, but I drive like an asshole. Doesn't mean I should ban DeLoreans.
It's true. Well, that's it. That's all of them.
I gotta be me, man. I gotta be honest.
All right. So and you know what? We wrapped it up just in time. Let's do Mad Props real quick before we get out of here. So we'll actually end the show with Mad Props.
Mad Props.
Here. Calm down. Relax. Take a breather.
Calamine, take me away to Mad Props.
You blowing him with a fan?
Yeah. Blowing myself that way. Anyhow.
Missing that spare rib. All right. Let's give out Mad Props, and we're going to go and wrap up the show. Let's first off get Mad Props to someone who's not here anymore but was here. The JLD. Mad Props.
Mad Props.
Let's give off Mad Props to the man who forgets that we're on Fridays instead of Thursdays. Let's give Mad Props to Airwolf.
Airbubble Mad Props.
Let's give off Mad Props to Benny. Don't have anything witty to say, sorry.
Mad Props.
It's either initials or it's a name. It doesn't have any vowels. Let's give one for B&M.
Mad Props.
No.
You want Mad Props? Lift your shirt.
Don't do it.
God, I'm just joking. I'll be like kicked out of the house for being like from some fucking sexist pig. Nah. Who's next?
Let's give out Mad. Let's give out Mad Props to the man who sits in the show. He was AFK, but he's here now. Reverend Hammer.
Mad Props.
And another Mad Props for the man.
Fine. Mad Props for Trencher's wife. All right, now, next.
Wow. Finally, last but not least, he's part of the Ars Anime group. Don't know much about him. Don't have anything witty to say. Wastrel.
Mad Props.
Put that away. That's for other people.
Just shoot your eye out.
All right, folks, this has been another exciting episode. Plenty of fucking arguments.
Hey, man.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Fucked in the head.
Only
Spank. At spankwagon.vftp.net.
We will be back next week, and no, guys, there's not going to be a knife fight.
Alright, mad apologies for Wastrel, not Wastrel. Yeah.
Thank you.